Well, how many times have you been to the doctor, carefully listened to the list of things they told you to do, and then by the time you got home, you've forgotten the instructions? Well, doctors across the country have a remedy, recording those conversations with their patients, and those recordings could be made even more effective with artificial intelligence. Casey Ross is national correspondent with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. And Casey, how prevalent is the recording of doctor-patient conversations right now? I mean, who's doing it?
Right now, it's a smattering of providers across the country that are doing this on a regular basis with patients. So it's not widespread, but more patients are doing this individually and demanding it of their doctors. They have smartphones. They want to record and remember their conversations. So the demand is bubbling up from patients. And as a result, providers are beginning to consider doing this on their own and recording conversations as a matter of course. Dartmouth right now is deploying a new technology. It goes by the acronym ORALS, and they are carefully sort of studying and rolling this out and considering how this type of technology might be used into practice. What we don't know is where else it is being done. In what other sort of private commercial labs are these conversations and tests occurring?
What about this artificial intelligence piece here? I mean, how could AI be used to make recordings even easier to access or maybe enhance the information?
Well, artificial intelligence helps through automatic speech recognition technology, which allows for these conversations to be automatically transcribed so that the doctor could then simply provide a transcription of the recording and annotate it in various ways to identify relevant information to the patient. And could also hyperlink off of it to provide supplemental information that maybe was not part of the conversation but might help the patient. It just makes it much easier to provide a product and a report that the patient can review both in the form of text and audio to allow them to enable and absorb the information.
Okay, so it sounds potentially very powerful, but when I think about, you know, the companies that people may commonly know that use AI, Google, Amazon, IBM, I mean, I think if you look in their terms of service, it's pretty clear that you may not be able to guarantee your privacy in terms of the information that the company's taking in through its artificial intelligence system. So, I mean, that's a big deal in the medical world, isn't it?
Right. That's the rub here. Are there going to be third-party data agreements that the user or the doctor might not be aware of, wherein the information could be used in ways that the doctor or patient didn't intend? You know, how many times did we hear that information was totally secure before we learned about Cambridge Analytica, right? For example, there are all kinds of loopholes or circumstances where you could see the data being shared, you know. Doctors and third-party vendors are saying that they have ways to keep it secure, that this will not happen, but I think it's important to ask questions and understand those agreements.
I mean, just to sort of dovetail on the point you're making, to be a techno-dystopian here for a second, the kind of information that patients and doctors share with each other is incredibly valuable, right? I mean, I can imagine every pharmaceutical company in the world would love to know what doctors and patients are talking about so they could market directly even more aggressively to patients. So it seems like this privacy issue is a really, really big deal. The lure that companies like Google and Amazon might have to sell that information would be pretty strong, too. So, I mean, if regulations are put into place, is anyone talking about even doing that?
Right. I mean, it's just at the very beginning stages of that conversation. And I think the problem is that the technology is moving so much faster than regulators are right now. The innovation that is occurring is posing these questions before a group of regulators, doctors, other stakeholders are even able to convene to consider it and take it up. But that conversation is starting to happen, and this really must be dealt with in a forthright manner before this kind of technology is put into place, because right now there just isn't the framework or the regulation to adequately control it and understand how the data might be used.
Well, Casey Ross is national correspondent at STAT. Casey, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.